recording. Hello, Audio Boo. This is Audio Mo, day 17. It is about a quarter past 8 in the morning, U.S. Eastern Daylight Time. And which means quarter past 1 UK time. And Cry of the Celts is on. Yay, Cry of the Celts. We just got back from breakfast. And today I decided it was going to be the day, the once a week where I have eggs. And I had eggs on toast. And a half of a breakfast burrito that had just eggs and a bit of potato and stuff. But I was underwhelmed because it was all kind of cold, so it sucks. The day I decided to have it, it's cold. And, well, I guess they are, you could tell that it's very busy here today. They are supposed to be at 100% capacity, and there's definitely a difference. I mean, they're still good, but it's a bit confusing. We got pointed, like, the lady who was helping us at the breakfast buffet took us to a table, and we sat there, and I saw that there was stuff on the table. And the gentleman whose stuff it was, he's like, well, this is actually my breakfast. I was just getting something from the buffet, and it was a bit embarrassing. I mean, it wasn't our fault. But, it's going to be very hot, low 30s, low 90s.
35.
So that's about 93, something like that.
37 tomorrow.
And tomorrow 37, which is like about 96, maybe. Well, 38 is 100, so 98. So, yeah, it's going to be, I'm glad I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. Tomorrow I have my lesson, and I'm planning to stay in the hotel and just not do much tomorrow. Today we're going to Richmond to get Rosie's paperwork stamped by the USDA. And other than that, I will keep you posted throughout the day. I'll keep this recording going. I did want to discuss something completely different. I wanted to talk about etiquette of, I don't know if I'll do it on this boo or not, but I wanted to talk about how people, my thoughts on people's behavior. Let's say that you I've had a relationship with someone, and you ended it for some reason, and or they ended it. It doesn't matter. The relationship ended, and one of you has moved on to another relationship, kind of like within the same circle of friends or people. I've seen some things about it recently that were quite ugly, I thought, and I just wanted to give you my two cents on it, because that's what I do, how people should treat, you know, their exes, if they're in the same circle of friends, and what they should and shouldn't do. Just my opinion, of course. But that's for another time. I don't know if it will be today, but I will want to discuss this. All right, I will keep you posted throughout the day. Well, I'm back. It's about 20 minutes to 7, or just shy of 20 minutes to 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern. A very hot day today. Jeff has just gone to this pizza party at the office. It's more for the employees. Tomorrow there's going to be a meal, which is going to include, like, the partners and whatever. But this was more like, have a slice of pizza, you know, stand around and socialize and talk shop. So we decided that maybe it made more sense for me to stay here and for him to go, because I'm going tomorrow night to this sit-down dinner. So today was a successful day on the whole. We got to Richmond in very good time. We did all the paperwork. At first I was stressing because they were asking me for things that they thought I needed, but I didn't need, and I said, no, I don't need this, and they wouldn't listen to me, but eventually they did listen to me, and they looked and stamped all the papers. We waited, chatted to some other people who were waiting to stamp their papers. It's really silly, but I've talked your ears off about how silly this is, so on. It took us a bit longer to
to get back, you know. But it was really nice of Jeff's work colleague to drive us there and back. I am glad we didn't FedEx the stuff, because their FedEx seemed to be very, very messy, and they couldn't find papers, and yeah, so when we're here in September and have to do the pet passport stamping and the tapeworm, it's going to be a bit, we're going to have to come to Richmond again, but I don't know, the FedEx seems scary, because today they like couldn't find a lot of papers, and papers got confused and messed up with other papers. Yeah. Anyways, we got back, you know, Rosie went out and stuff, and then we went to have some lunch at the Thai place again. This time I had a red curry tofu. It was all right, but now I'm hungry again. But I didn't want to. One of the reasons why I felt that it's okay that I'm not going to Jeff's pizza party there at work, because I had a feeling that if I went, I'd eat pizza, because I am a bit hungry and I feel my willpower a little bit weaker today. So I decided to stay away from temptation. Although, who knows what I'm going to have when he comes back. We decided we'd have something together. He'll probably have something there, but whatever. So and I've been reading a little bit. And I wanted to talk, I said I'd mention this if I had time, so I will. I wanted to talk about etiquette of, you know, when you end a relationship with someone and start another relationship with someone else, and you kind of move in the same circles. And I especially mean, like, the person who has actually ended the relationship because they're starting another one with someone else. You know, they've fallen in love with someone else in the same circles, and they broke it off with the person they were with and starting a relationship with someone else. Now, this is a bit tricky, because this is just some behavior that I've seen lately. No one specific, just kind of thoughts that I've had, because I've seen a couple of people do this, and I have to say that personally, I'm not judging anyone. I mean, I'm really, really happy in my marriage and in my relationship, and I'm fortunate, and I know that all we ever want in life is to be happy and to find the person who makes us happy. And if we find, if let's say we're in a relationship, and we feel, and we meet someone who feel can make us happier, whether it's justified or not, we want to give it a go sometimes. And I guess no one can judge this, and I'm not going to, whether I think it's right or wrong, but I am going to say what I think about how people should handle these situations. Because I've seen how it affects people. Naturally, if you end a relationship with someone to start a relationship with someone else, the person you're ending a relationship with is going to be hurt. Now, the level of hurt may depend on how you've ended the relationship, or how invested they were, how much more in love they were than you were. But there is going to be hurt and resentment and anger, disappointment, jealousy. A lot of these feelings that are very natural. You know, anger, obviously. But as my dear friend Julia, who died last year, used to say, anger is like an onion. When you peel the layers, anger is made up of a lot of things. And I kind of enumerated them, you know, disappointment, sadness, betrayal, fear, jealousy. If you're the person left for someone else, you know. And so then the couple, the new couple, starts the relationship, and they go through all the exciting things that new relationships have, all the fireworks, all the excitement, all the newness, all the very much being in love. And sometimes they forget that the other person is still trying to, you know, still grieving, mourning the lost relationship. I mean, personally, I have an issue with people who end a relationship and start another one straight away. I think it's not healthy for the person doing it. But forget that. I'm talking about the person who's left and needs to grieve. You know, person who's done the leaving, obviously made a decision. The person needs to grieve, and the person needs to come to terms with the loss and to come to terms with the fact that they're going to have to learn to go on without the relationship. Whether they're better off, worse off, that's not even relevant. It just is. And while I think it's okay for the two people, if that's what happens, to experience all these wonderful things, I think that flaunting it in front of the other person is really insensitive. Especially, you know, if you move in the same circles and you know, for all intents and purposes, go to the same places or, you know, interact in the same, using the same media, you know, through social networking, whatever, recordings, parties, hanging out in the same clubs, whatever. I'm not saying, you know, that you should pretend like nothing's happening. You know, because obviously people know you're together and that's expected. And the person who was left will come to terms with it when they see that you've moved on. But rubbing their face in it, you know, flaunting, being insensitive, being reckless is not on. You have to remember that just because you left someone, you know, and that's the best thing for you, for them, it might be a tragedy. Or at least a very, very, very big loss. And I'm not saying don't enjoy your new relationship. I'm just saying be a little bit more sensitive to what it looks and sounds like to the person who left, who you left. Also, if you are the person who is the new relationship, who the person left, you know, the other person for, you know, and you got lucky and you were lucky enough to have a relationship with this person, please don't try and become friends with the ex, because it's so not genuine, and the ex is not interested in becoming friends with you. And I think that it's really, really important to give people space and to not pretend to be, you know, their friend. I mean, if someone left someone else for you, then don't try and get on that someone else's good side just to clear your conscience, because that's all it really is. I mean, that person doesn't want to be your friend, and let's face it, you don't want to be their friend. You would rather they disappeared from the picture, so don't pretend like you really care about them, I suppose is what I'm saying. Now, after a time, when wounds heal and time passes and people start to pick up the pieces and move on, it's possible to build friendships. Of course it is. But straight away is just cruel. You know, if you want to be their friend, what do you expect them to talk to you about? You know, the person who's left them for you? That just doesn't make any sense. I think you should keep a respectful distance and let them heal and stop being in their face. And if you're the person who did the leaving, ditto. You know, just be sensitive, because next time you're the one who might be left. I'm saying this to both sides. Next time someone might leave you. Next time you might be the person who's hurt. And so just think about how you would feel if you saw this, and if you felt it. That's all. I mean, I've seen plenty of these instances in my life. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone specific, so please don't try and overanalyze. This is just something that I have a strong feeling about, how to conduct yourself in this kind of delicate situation when someone is being left for someone else. And I just thought I'd throw my two cents in. Of course, you know, I'd love to hear what you all have to say about this. Some people might say, well, it's not my problem, you know. I want to flaunt it. I want to be happy. And the other person's just going to have to deal. And while that's a valid statement, you know, there's some issues with that. So, yeah, I mean, obviously the person's going to have to come to terms. I mean, if after a year they haven't come to terms with it, and they're giving you a hard time and they're trying to manipulate you, then, you know, obviously they have to get a life and move on and try and pass the hurt. But in the first few months, I mean, in the first initial time is what I mean. I'm not talking about if they can't get over it, then, you know, if they can't get over it after a year or whatever, then, you know, they need to find the strength within themselves and do it. But straight away, give them the time to grieve. Maybe you want to do a bit of grieving too. I don't know. Just my thoughts anyway. I hope you all have a good day. Talk tomorrow.